today on Real Radio.
So who's Savior anyway? There's only one Lord and Savior, and it's God. And he has been revealed to you. And he has a name. And his name is Jesus. He's the God of the Bible, revealed to all of us, that we might know him. That we might know God.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called What Do You Know? Part 1, continues a series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. So glad you could join us today. You know, in these last few chapters, Isaiah goes on to describe a future time when Jesus Christ returns to establish his kingdom here on earth. But whether we're looking at the past or the present or things yet to come, we're reminded of God's amazing love and patience that he has towards us and towards the nation of Israel. In Isaiah chapter 60, we learned that God will always provide a way to restore us. We are never beyond God's reach to save us. The nation of Israel is our prime example of God's blessing and restoration. Israel always prospered when they followed God. Even when they turned their backs on him and were suffering, in the end, God in his mercy restored them. And he's going to do exactly the same for us when we come to him. So today on day 3 of Isaiah chapter 61, Pastor Jack tells us that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through him. It's not what you know that truly matters, but who you know. And now continuing in his lesson called What Do You Know? Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
It says, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless. You got that? But wait, Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 and 8 says, behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. Verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is, who was, who is to come. The what? The Almighty, same one in Genesis. According to the Bible, from cover to cover, you cannot have two Almighties. You can't have two. You can't have two Alpha and Omegas. You can't have two first and last or beginning and ends. You have to have one. This is one of the reasons why Christianity understands the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three personalities in one Godhead. Impossible to explain. Silly little hints in nature, water, ice, vapor. We get that. The egg, yolk, shell, white. Okay, fine. God's not vapor, water, ice. He's not egg, yolk, shell. I understand. But we're talking about throughout Scripture, God is spoken to or as God the Holy Spirit, God the Son, and God the Father. But God is one. Okay, so watch this. You can only have one Almighty. That's who we're talking about in Isaiah. Well, mark this down. In Exodus 3:14, the Bible says that the I Am is God. Exodus 3:14, for thus you shall say to the children of Israel, God is speaking, I Am has sent me to you. That's what Moses' line was supposed to be. When he said, who do I tell them sent me? God told Moses, when you go back down there, you tell them I Am sent you. It's the name of God, the self-contained, eternal, existing one, the I Am. Ego Ami, that's him. Well, wait a minute. In John 8:58, Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I Am. Before Abraham ever existed, Jesus said, I have been alive. I'm the self-contained existing one. Next, Isaiah 43:15. The Bible says that the Holy One is God. Isaiah 43:15. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Now, wait a minute. Acts 3:14 says, but you denied the Holy One and the just and asked for a murder to be granted to you. That was the indictment against the leadership because they denied the Holy One and they wanted Barabbas instead. Isaiah 43 verse 10 says that the I am He is God. Isaiah 43:10 says, "You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me." But John 8:24 says, "Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." Isaiah, you guys okay? Yes. Isaiah 44, verse 6. The Bible says there that the first and the last is God. "Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and the last, and besides me there is no God." Revelation 22, 13. Jesus said, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." What do you know? Psalm 18, verse 31. The Bible says that the rock is God. "For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God?" But wait a minute. 1 Corinthians 10, 4 says that all drank of the same spiritual rock, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Speaking about the children of Israel in the Sinai desert, traveling in the desert, Moses strikes the rock, water comes out, and the Bible tells us that that rock was Christ. 1 Samuel 2, verse 6 says that God raises the dead. 1 Samuel 2, 6. "The Lord kills and the Lord makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up." Sound familiar? John 5, 21. "For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom He will." You kind of almost see a little sass with that one. You almost see, my Father does it, I do it. Isaiah 60, verse 19, says that God is light, or the light. Isaiah 60, 19 and 20. "The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you, but the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended." Amen. Well, John 8:12 says, "Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life," or abiding or eternal or everlasting light. Joel 3:12, the Bible says that God is the judge. "Let the nations be wakened. Come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all the surrounding nations." Well, in Matthew 25, 31, the Bible says, "When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory, and all the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats." Psalm 148, 5 says that the creator of angels is none other than God. "Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created." Read it later in the context. It's talking about angels. But wait a minute. Colossians 1:16 says, chapter 1, verse 16, "For by Him," that's Christ, "all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through Him and for Him." Psalm 148, verse 2 says that angels worship God. By the way, angels only worship God. Psalm 148, 2 says, "Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts." But wait a minute. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6 says, "But when He again brings the firstborn into the world," this is God the Father speaking, He says, "Let all the angels of God worship Him." It's Christmas. That's Christmas. Joy to the world. The angels are there. Bethlehem scene. Shepherds. Let all the angels worship him. Is there a rumor that that happened 2,000 years ago? Yes. Jeremiah 31, verse 32. The Bible says there's only one husband, and that's God. It's not the man you're with right now. It's God. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant, which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. 2 Corinthians 11:2 says, for I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband. This is Paul speaking. He's talking to the church. I've betrothed you. I introduced you. And you're now engaged to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Malachi 1:6. The Bible says, you guys okay?
Yes.
The Bible says that there's only one master, and that's God. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I'm master, where is my reverence, says the Lord of hosts? But listen, the New Testament says in John 13:13, you call me teacher and Lord. Some of your translations, by the way, use the word master. And you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Who's the servant? Who's the master? Isn't it amazing? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. Isaiah 40, verse 11. The Bible says there's only one shepherd, and it's God. Isaiah 40, 11 says, he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather his lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those who are with young. Remember that old song, by the way, we'd sing that verse? The Bible says in John 10:16, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them I also must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Isaiah 45:21, the Bible says there's only one Savior, and it's God. There's only one Savior, and it's God. Tell and bring forth your case. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time, and who has told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a just God and Savior. There is none beside me. And Acts 4:12 says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And it goes on to say, it's the name Jesus. So who's Savior anyway? There's only one Lord and Savior, and it's God. And he has been revealed to you. And he has a name. And his name is Jesus. He's the God of the Bible, revealed to all of us, that we might know him. That we might know God. There's only one Redeemer, Isaiah 41:14 says. Only one Redeemer, and it's God. Fear not, you worm Jacob. You men of Israel, I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Luke 1, verse 68 says, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. And it goes on, that's the birthday announcement there in Luke of Christmas. Deuteronomy 10, verse 17, almost done. The Bible says that the Lord God is King of kings and Lord of lords. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe. But listen, the book of Revelation says in Revelation 19:16, and he has on his robe and on his thigh, speaking of Jesus, a name written, King of kings and Lord of lords. Isaiah 45:23. Isaiah 45:23 says that every knee must bow to God and to God alone. Okay? I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that to me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall take an oath. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, speaking of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth. the spirit realm. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, God's the creator. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 starts by saying, He, it's Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. That word means preeminent. It means there is no creation without it coming from Him. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones, dominions, or principalities, or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and in Him all things consist, or held together, the atomic glue of the universe. Almost done. Isaiah 44, verse 6. The Bible says that the King of Israel is God. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, besides me there's no God. John 1, verse 49. Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, or teacher, you are the Son of God, you are King of Israel. Last one, Proverbs 30, verse 4 says that God, now listen, God, who is singular, it's not gods, it's God. He's the Redeemer. What have we learned so far? Redeemer, Savior, Lord, first and the last, Almighty. All these. Lord of Lords, King of Kings, all these things. So, the rock. So Proverbs 30, verse 4 says that God is the Son. Who has ascended into heaven or descended? Who has gathered the wind in His fists? Who has bound the waters in His garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is His name? And what is His Son's name, if you know? Wow. Well, 1 John 4:15 says, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Means you're in the family. Man. To read this, I read this and it's like, yes, God, more. Does it just like, yes? Is it like a waterfall? Listen, in fact, you can stand up. It's like a waterfall washing over you, because you know what? The Holy Spirit in the believer tonight bears witness with this proclamation, because it's all Bible. You just had a bazillion verses given to you. You've got more Bible today than you have in a year. Okay, so watch this. You're sitting here, you're going, yep. Oh, what's the next one? Oh, yeah. Okay, wait, what the one? Oh. Why do you do that? Because listen, the Holy Spirit's inside of you going, yep, And there might be someone here, there's certainly people watching online that just, you know, whatever, and they're like, I don't believe that. That's making me angry. I'm going to write you a letter right now about that. You write me all you want. I just gave you 100% Bible here. None of this stuff, the things that you've heard have not my opinion, nor the opinion of this program. No, this is God. Hell, those are verses. You say, I don't believe that about Jesus. It's because you're lost. I don't believe that about Jesus. Lost. I think that's all messed up. That's really weird. Lost. If the Holy Spirit's not in you, you're really struggling with this. So what do you know? Listen, let me give you a little sum up. Nobody cares what you know. You don't care what I know. When you strip everything away, I don't care what you know. You don't care what I know. I care about who you know. And you care about who I know. See, listen, it's not what you know. It's who you know. You can know anything and everything. You can know it all. You can be a know-it-all. But no one goes anywhere unless you know someone. Yeah, I'm the smartest man in the world. Doesn't matter. You got to know someone. How'd you get that job you have? You knew someone. That's how life works, friends. Eternal life is exactly the same way. Jesus said, if you know me, you might die here, but you'll never die. It's like a what? What'd you say? Your body, if you know me, your body will drop dead. But we're talking life here. You're not going to die. The moment you drop dead, you're free. You're with me. Do you know God? Do you know him? Do you know Jesus that way? Father, I pray in the hearing, Lord, of these verses, that right here, right now, that people near and far would be very careful to find out, what do they know? But most importantly, who do they know? Do they know the who of the Bible? The who is a him. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but through me. So dear friend, wherever you may be, in the, from the front row to the back, to some other continent, that you would say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. The things I heard in this message, God, if they're real, I'm asking you to help me. I want that truth in my life. So God, I'm stepping out and I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins. And that gospel I heard a moment ago, that Jesus died for me, Lord, I want that. He rose again from the dead for me, God, I want that. And Lord, be my Lord, be my Savior, my Redeemer, my King of Kings, my Lord of Lords, my Almighty. Be my Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, the first and the last, the one who was, who is to come. Be mine, O Lord, my God. In the name of Jesus, we would pray this. And all God's people said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called, What Do You Know? Part 1. Thank you for joining us today. And now is the time to know that Jesus is your Savior. Would you come to him today? What Do You Know? Part 1 is part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. If you've received Christ as your personal Savior and you're new in your Christian walk, or maybe you've recently rededicated your life to the Lord, we'd love to hear about it. Simply go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and click on the Contact tab. We've also got a Devotions tab there at our website to help you stay close to the Lord, along with Bible scriptures for encouragement and strength. Pastor Jack posts a new devotion once a week and gives you easy access to his previous devotions. You can also subscribe to our devotional newsletter when you provide us with your email address. One more time, it's all at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Hey, Pastor Jack has a book of the month for March. It's called Living in the Power of the Holy Spirit by Charles Stanley. Now, a lot of you already know Charles Stanley from his television and radio broadcasts, or maybe some of his books. But in Living in the Power of the Holy Spirit, Charles Stanley reminds us that the Holy Spirit is the promise of the Father for all who believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit was sent to guide us and protect us from temptation. Stanley also removes much of the mystery surrounding the Holy Spirit and offers new hope to believers who may have some trouble understanding this member of the Holy Trinity. Again, Pastor Jack's Book of the Month for March is called Living in the Power of the Holy Spirit by Charles Stanley. It's available at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And if you need to get a hold of us, call us, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.